Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, you're holding on to Samach Gimel of Brachos. Please forgive me once again, I'm still a bit under the weather, so I have a candy in my mouth to make it easier for me. Okay, we're at the two dots. It says that we saw in the Mishnah that in the Beis HaMikdash, so they had a special nusach of Min HaOlam Me'ad HaOlam. It says in Mar Kol Kachloma, why was it like that in the Beis HaMikdash? B'she'ein HaNei Amin Mikdash, because you don't answer Amin to the brachas that were said in the Beis HaMikdash. How do we know? Shneur says, in the context of brachas that were in the Beis HaMikdash, Shkumu Barchu Et Hashem Elokeichem Min HaOlam Ad HaOlam. So that was the nusach of the bracha, Min HaOlam Ad HaOlam. Va'omer, and it says, Va'varchu Shem Kvedecho Merevim Chabrachu Sehila. That in response, they would say a bracha in response, which, you know, the Messiah is Baruch Shem, as we saw in the Mishnah. Yachol kol brachos kulan teilah and teilah achas. Maybe you would think that at the end of all the brachas, everybody should answer one time Baruch Shem. There should be a tehillah, a praise for every single bracha. Rashi points out over here that the lashon of min ha'olam ad ha'olam, I guess aside from what we saw in the Mishnah, Rashi brings down a Tosefta that says that an additional idea is to show that Olam Hazeh is just a praise door, an entry hallway to get to the palace of Olam Haba. So we're supposed to have our brachas be in a way that we will already be accustomed to thinking in terms of Olam Haba all the time. So the Mishnah said that there was a takana that a person has to inquire of his friend's well-being with the name of Hashem. I have written down on the side of my Gemara, I must have written this down a few years ago, that there's a rush, a pirush harush, on the Mishnais of Meseches Shviis in Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel, that is mashma that we uphold this takana by saying Shalom Aleichem. Because the Gemara in numerous places says that the word Shalom is the name of Hashem. So when you say it to someone, Shalom Aleichem, that's how we uphold this takana. So now the Gemara says, my Vayimer, why do I have to bring a separate pasuk besides what happened to my Boaz? Because maybe you'll think, okay, Boaz did it in and of itself, so we're not necessarily going to learn from him. So we learn from the fact that the Malach kind of greeted, I think it was Gidon, the name of Hashem. And if you'll say that wasn't just a greeting, that was the Malach telling him that he's coming b'shlichus from Hashem to tell him what to do. So therefore, you can't bring a riot from that to any time, you just, one person greets another. Don't disdain because your mother has become old. Meaning, Rashi says, don't disdain Boaz and think, yeah, he just did it, it was his own thing that he did. No, you should learn from the elders of Klal Yisrael, from the Gedolei Torah, because they have on what to be samech, like it says, Eislas Eslashem. Be'omer, it says, Eislas Eslashem, Eifer Eserasecha. Either way, from the beginning to the end, midrash, it's a time to do for Hashem, my time, because people are going against the Torah. So that's a time when everybody has to take up the cudgels of the Torah and to do things to fix up the situation. From the end to the beginning as well. Why did they, so to speak, in a certain sense, annul your Torah? My time, because it was the time to do for Hashem. Rashi says an example would be Eliyahu Hanavi Bahar HaKarmel. Then, in order to shore up the breaches in Klal Yisrael, so he needed to do something that was ostensibly going against the Torah. Emphasis that it's a little bit difficult to understand that example because we know that it says elsewhere that Nevi'im do these types of things al piyayir as shah, that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him a nevuah to do such a thing. So it's. But in any event, the idea is that, well, like we saw Rashi in the Mishnah, that even though there could sometimes be things which a little bit seem like it's a milsa di yisura, but sometimes the Gedolei Torah will say to do it because it's an eis lasos Hashem. It's necessary to, you know, shore up the breaches or something like that. When the Gedolei Torah are not teaching Torah to the masses, so you should spread out. You should go ahead and teach Torah to the masses, even though you're not as great as they are. But if the Gedolei Torah are spreading out, meaning they're teaching Torah to the masses, so then be humble and bring in, meaning don't go yourself and spread Torah to the masses, because they're doing it. And Rashi says, even though this is a little bit seems like, hey, what about the mitzvah of teaching others Torah, but this is the mitzvah of animus, of humility, and this is also kind of like Eis Lasa Toshim Efer Sor Sechor. V'imri Yisodor Shadar Chaviv Olav. But if that the generation is such that the Torah is so dear to them, and Ben Yehuda explains that there's so many Talmidim, and there's always a necessity for more and more teachers of Torah, Pazer, then spread out and go teach. There are those that spread out, and more is added onto them. The Imri, so there's Shein HaTorah Chaviv Olav, and if you see a generation that the Torah is not dear to them, Kanes, then bring in and don't teach it to the masses. As it says, it's a time to do for Hashem the Enol Dir Torah. And Rashi says, Al Tatil Divrei Torah LeBizayin, do not throw the words of Torah to denigration. Meaning, you know, if the people that you're addressing are people that are not truly interested in knowing what the Torah has to say, then it sounds like from the Gemara, better not to teach them at all. Dars Bar Kapar, Bar Kapar Dashin Zulus Kvaitz Kanei Mino. When something is cheap, so buy it up, because eventually it's going to go up in price. You know, if the stock is really low, so buy it, because eventually it's going to go back up. The Ben Yod explains that it's speaking in terms of Torah, that if you see that there are times when it's very weak in terms of learning, like let's say Erev Shabbos and times like that, or there are certain mesechtes that are very weak that people don't learn so much, like Mayit Katan, so chop those up, because you're going to wind up getting a lot of schar. So he says further, Basar delays to Givar, Tamana de Givar, where there's not, in a place where there's no man, meaning there's nobody to take the reins, so you take the reins. On the Vaishma, no Basar, these bar, Taman loy the Hemingvar. So we see that in a place where there is someone already holding on to the mantle of leadership, so don't be a man of there, meaning don't try to take over their leadership. Shita, it's obvious. But Nitzchal was named Shalom. Now it's coming to tell you that, let's say, you know, you have a big Talmud Chacham and he moves to a different city. And in the city that he moved to, there's a Talmud Chacham of equal stature, which is already, you know, giving shiurim and whatever. So he shouldn't also start, you know, giving shiurim in a way that's going to be like competing with the other Talmud Chacham, even though they're of equal stature, because he was already there and it's already his shteller. Darsh Bar Kapar is Zayu Parshik Tarish called Gubi Teret Tlimba. Bar Kapar Darshan, what is a small little chapter which all the main parts of Torah are dependent on it? Says, in all of your ways you should know him, and he will straighten your paths. Says Rava, even for an Avera. So what does that mean, even for an Avera? So you could say it's like what we were saying before, which is what it sounds like from Rashi. Like Eliyahu and Avi Bahara Karmel, that even though Shchut Echutz is an Avera, but since it was necessary for breaching the, you know, shoring up the breaches of the Amun of Klal Yisrael, because people were mamish going after the Baal, so therefore it was a Matzvah Beis Lassus Hashem Eferi Sar Secha. There's another Girsa brought down over here, which is that Rav Papa said, this is like the saying that people say that the Ganav, when he's about to break into the house, so he starts davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, I guess the idea would be that even though he's in the middle of an Avera, okay, but he needs Hashem's help. So, you might think that, alright, but I'm in the middle of doing an Avera, so how can I ask Hashem to help me? Well, you're right, you're doing an Avera, but don't do another Avera by thinking that you can do it yourself. Sounds a little bit self-contradictory, but nevertheless, it sounds like, you know, hopefully by davening to Hashem, maybe he'll think to himself, hey, you know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu really doesn't want me doing this. Says Gemara, for the Darsh Bar Kapar La'olam Yil Adam Adam is B'nai Umnis Nikiyah V'Kala. A person should teach him a profession which is light and easy. Sorry, that is clean and easy. Meaning Nikiyah, I think, Mitzad Dini Mamnis. And also Mitzad not having to be misasik with women. And also relatively easy. So it won't be mattered in too much of a title. Mai, what's that? Amar Rachis Tamachtet Tal Miuso. Certain type of tailoring profession which is relatively easy. A person should never increase his friends in his house. Meaning, don't be too much of a chevraman, you know, always inviting friends over to your house, etc. She never says, a man of friends, the Heverman, is eventually going to wind up the Israel, which basically means to get smashed. You know, you're setting yourself up for a fall. So, I think some Mepharshim, maybe the Marsha, I think in Sanhedrin, I looked it up, says that because you never know, amongst all these people, there might be some Rishayim, so you don't want them to know, you know, what's going on inside your house. Tanya Rabbi Omer Al Yuna Adam at Shabbos Pesach Beisai Shalala Lamina Petefer Is Yosef at Shabbos Pesach Beisai Libala Yosef Dover. And we said a person should not appoint a butler in his house, because if you see that by Potiphar he appointed Yosef as a butler, and Mamela Potiphar's wife, you know, basically went head over heels, so to speak, over Yosef, and then they had this whole problematic situation. In other words, everybody's saying, if you appoint a butler in your house, you're asking for trouble, but don't do it. Tanya Rabbi Omer Lamanis Laparshas Nazi Laparshas Soito. Why is the parsha of Nazir right next to, right following the parsha of Saito? If someone sees the whole thing with the Saito, he sees her being brought up to the Beis Hamikdash and the whole thing, so he should take on a neder of Nazirus. So, one possible explanation, which I think I've heard these explanations, but I don't think they're mine, is that if a person, I think it's pretty famous in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that if you see, you know, an aver in someone else, so it's an indication of something about you. So it's something that you need to, you know, strengthen yourself in. Another possible explanation is that when you see someone, you know, that they were nechshol in avera, even though you didn't see the actual avera, you just see them getting punished for it, but still, it creates a certain insensitivity, a desensitizing to the avera, that it's shaykh for the avera to be done. So therefore you have to shore up that breach by taking on an end of Nazirus. Amar Chizkiya, why did the parsha of Saita come right after the parsha of giving Chumas and Maisus? I'm going to tell you. Someone who has Chumas and Maisus to give and he doesn't give it to the Kain. So if he's going to wind up needing the Kain because of his wife will become a Saita. Right? If he keeps the Kachim, meaning the Chumas and Maisus, for himself, then he's going to wind up having his wife be a Saita and have to go to the Kain. I once wanted to say a vart that the idea is that we know that elsewhere it says that the Mizbeach, which is obviously through the Kayin, that the Kayin brings Shalim, Hinani Nesem Le Brisi Shalim, right? The Kuhuna is considered a Bris Shalim, because through the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, it creates Shalim between Klal Yisrael and Avim Shiva Shamayim. So this person who doesn't give, and the Chumas and Maisers are like the payment to the Kayhanim and the Levim for their Avodah on our behalf in the Beis HaMikdash. So someone who doesn't give these Matnas Kuhuna and Matnas Leviyah, so it's as if he's saying, you know, like, I don't know, I worked really hard for this stuff. Why do I have to give my stuff to this guy, to this lady? What do they ever do for me? So basically, he is kind of denying the benefit that he gets from the avodah of the Kayan and Levim and the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rosham says, you don't understand what you're benefiting. You'll see that you're going to need him to restore the Shalom Bayis in your house. Your wife's going to become a Saita, and eventually you'll see, Ba'alil, how much you need the Kayan. Okay. Fine. Says the Gemara further. He'll have to bring her below. Not only that, in the end, if he doesn't give his shumas and maisers, he's gonna need the matanis, meaning the maisers. He'll need maiser ani because he'll wind up becoming poor. So you, if he keeps it for himself, then that's all he's gonna wind up having, because he's gonna wind up becoming poor and he's gonna need maisers himself. But if he does give it, then he'll become rich. Someone who gives to the kain, so he will have it. Will be for him. He will have a lot of money. Someone who joins the name of heaven in his pain, his parnasa is doubled. If shakai is in your suffering, then you will have money of toyafis, which is like a lashon of, like, you know, doubling. I've actually explained it. His parnasa will fly for him like a bird, meaning it'll go light and easy and be high up. He'll have money of tayafis, which is like a lashon of flying. Just everything's going to fly. Oh, by the way, what does it mean? Sorry, I forgot to mention this. What does it mean to join the name of heaven in your pain? So there's two pshatim over here. Rashi says two pshatim. Either it means to say the bracha of Dayana Emes, like we said earlier, with the proper simcha and the proper devotion, like the same way that a person says that Tavya Meitim. Or it means to daven. To daven to Hashem to help you out. Marsha says it's al derech, the pasuk that says imoy anechi betzara, that I am with Klal Yisrael in their pains, so that a person is davening not just for his own pain, but he's davening to Hashem that whenever a yid is in pain, So the Shekhinah suffers kibiyachal along with him. So if a person is aware of that fact, and he's including the Shekhinah in his pain with the awareness that the Shekhinah is suffering, and he davens to Hashem not only to relieve him, his suffering, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should kibiyachal relieve himself from his suffering by helping him out. So then that's what the Gemara is talking about according to the Marsha. Okay, says the Gemara further. Someone who makes himself lax from learning Torah, which the Marshal explains doesn't mean that he doesn't learn at all. It means he learns, but and keeps mitzvahs, but it's with a weakness, you know, with a schwachheit, you know, and in a kind of like, you know, temporary, just getting it over with type of a way, you know, not with a zeal, not with a bren, not with a kvius. So if a person does this, if he makes himself lax in words of Torah, ein b'kerech lamed b'yom tzara. So he won't have the power to stand on a day of suffering. Shneimar, as it says, yisarpesa, you became lax, b'yom tzara tzara kechacha, then on a day of suffering, your strength will be narrowed, meaning it will be very limited. Even if he makes himself lax in one mitzvah, shneimar yisarpesa, b'kol makom, it says he became lax, it doesn't say dafka learning Torah, any mitzvah. Rabbi Yavo would relate, when Hananya, the nephew of Rabbi Shua, went down to the diaspora, he was establishing leap years and setting the new months in outside of Eretz Yisrael. They sent him a delegation of two great Talmidei Chachamim. When this Hananya, the nephew of Rabbi Shua, saw them, he said to them, why have you come? On the way, they said to him, we came to learn from you. So Hananya announced to everybody about these two people. These people are from the greatest of the generation. And their ancestors served in Beis Hamikdash. Said many times I read for the Kohen Gadol the night before Yom Kippur from the Sefer of Daniel. So he started saying Shir, and he would say, let's say, such and such is Tami. And they would say, no, it's Tahar. And they would argue with him vehemently about it. Who Iser Vehem Matirim? And then he would say, let's say, such and such is Asr. And then they would go and say, no, it's Mutter. And they would argue with him vehemently about it. So he got really upset. So he announced to everybody, these people are vain of nothingness. They're empty. They sent him, you already built up our name, and now you can't take it down, you can't destroy it. You already fenced it in, and you can't break the fence. Meaning you already told everybody that we're so great. You can't all of a sudden say that we're not just because we're arguing with you. Why are you arguing with me about every single point? But in Psak Halacha, they weren't just arguing, believe me, they were mamash arguing in Psak Halacha. Because you are establishing leap years and the beginnings of the month outside of Eretz Yisrael. So he said to them, but Rabbi Kiva used to do that. Rabbi Kiva would establish leap years and set the new months outside of Eretz Yisrael. They said to him, Rabbi Kiva is different. When he went to Chutz La'aretz, there was nobody as great as him left in Eretz Yisrael, so he could do that. He said, I'm also greater than everybody else. Nobody in Eretz Yisrael is as great as me. They said to him, the kid goats that you left there when you left, Nasu Tiyashim, Baalei Karnayim, they became full-grown rams with beautiful horns. And they sent us to you. And they told us, go tell him in our name. If he'll listen to us to desist from what he's doing, mutam, great. And if not, then he's going to be put into excommunication. And tell our fellow Jews in the diaspora. If they'll listen to us to not listen to Hananya, mutam, fine. And if not, let them all go up to a mountain, like the way the Goyim go up and build asherus and bamas on the mountains. Achia Yivna Mizbeach, Achia, who was the head of the diaspora, should build an altar. Hananya Yenagin Bekinor, let Hananya go play a harp. The Yichperu Kulam Yamrelem Chelik Vele Kesel. And let them all deny and say that they have no portion in the Lord of Klal Yisrael. Miad go, Kulam Bechia. Immediately everybody started bursting out crying. Ba'anum, they said, Chas v'shalom, God forbid, yesh lanu chelik b'elokei Yisrael. We have a portion in the Lord of Yisrael. V'chol kach lomo, why did they go to such an extent? Mishum shenor, because it says, Ki mitziyon teitze sayur d'var Hashem Yerushalayim, from tziyon Torah comes out, and the word of Hashem from Yerushalayim. And Marshall explains it. But obviously, Zilbos are taimo. And that the reason for this is because that's where the central G'dayle Torah and Koyach HaTorah is. So if it's a situation where Taka, the greatest Gadol B'Torah, is somewhere else in Chutz La'aretz, like we saw with the case of Rabbi Kibos and then Taka, then we go Basuk Taimo. Says the Gemara, B'Shalom Mutarim Tamim Chumro. If he would have said something is Torah and they would have said it's Tamei, so we could have understood because it's going in the Chumro. Allahum Tamim Eim Mutarim. But he said it's Tamei and they could say it's Torah. How could they do that? If one Rav says that something is Tamei, so then a different Rav is not allowed to reverse the Psak and say that it's Tahar. Also, in Chavir Rashay Lahatir, if one Rav Paskin is an Asr, right, let's say someone brought a chicken to a certain Rav, and that Rav Paskin, and the chicken is Taif, so he can't go to another Rav and the other, and a different Rav can't reverse the Psak on this particular chicken and say, no, it's kosher. This was different. They needed to do this in order so that people should not continue to be drawn after him in this mistake of him establishing the leap year and the new months in the Goyloh. When the Chachamim went to the vineyard in Yavne, Rashi says it was likened to a vineyard because they used to sit in rows in the Beis HaMedrash. So all these chachamim were there. Paschul kula mechvayd achsanya. They all started talking about the kavod, the honor of achsanya, which Rashi explains to mean those people that provide room and board for talmidei chachamim, for guests. V'darshu, and they darshened about it. Paschul Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi Madar Bechol Magam Mechvayd Teira. Rabbi Yehuda, who was the first speaker in every instance, which is the Gemara in Shabbos and Mirz Hashem. I seem to remember it's on Daf Lamed Beis. We'll learn about that in Hashem in the not too distant future. Bli neder, mechvayd Torah. So he talked about the honor of Torah. V'darshan, he darshan like this. Moshe yikachas oil v'natal lemechus machanah. Moshe took the oil maid outside of the machanah of Klai Yisrael after the chait ha'egel. Havalai drawing kavuchaimer. Kavuchaimer over here. Uma arin Hashem shalayhoy maruchik al shnei masar mil. He only distanced it 12 mil. Amr Torah. Nevertheless, the Torah said, "Vayakom mavakish Hashem yitzal oil maid." Anybody wanted to know, to learn Torah, he would go out to the Oil Maid to go learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Torah calls him a Mavakesh Hashem, someone who's a seeker of God. So all the more so, the Talmidei Chachamim that go from city to city or from country to country to learn Torah, all the more so are they considered to be Mavakesh Hashem. You know, certainly people that, let's say, Ludugma, they grew up in America and leave their familiar, comfortable, cushy lives in America to go to Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah and to live in the Avira, the Ara, the Machkim. So Allah has come of a Kamataka that they're Nichal and together of Mevakish Hashem. Every single Vacher, every single young man. And that misses is that in a certain sense you could say the same thing about seminary girls as well. That when they come to Eretz Yisrael, or even if it's not necessarily Eretz Yisrael, or any different city, that they go to a different place, a different location, away from home, in an environment that they didn't necessarily grow up within, they're not necessarily used to, and they do it because they want to learn more about Torah, they want to absorb more Torah, more Yiras Shemayim, more Midas Tavis. So the Mamish begin a Mevakesh Hashem. It's called a Mevakesh Hashem. Says the Gemara, the Vedimer Hashem Moshe upon him, Hashem spoke to Moshe face to face, Kaviyachol. Omer Yitzchak, Amalek Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. Says the Yitzchak, this is what Kodesh Baruch Hu saying, Moshe. Ani ve'ata nas b'ponim ba'halacha. You and I together will work out the halacha. Kaviyachol will work it out together. Others say this is what Hashem was saying to Moshe. Kishem shani is batei l'chapanim, just like I was. He's batei l'chapanim, just like I was patient and kind and caring and warm and smiley, if you will, kiviyachol, in the way that I dealt with you in giving over the Torah to you. So to you should give. Have this kindness and warmth and caring and smiliness, so to speak, with Klal Yisrael and dealing with them, and return the oil to its place inside the machane. And return to the machane. Hashem said to Moshe, everybody's going to say, Rav Kass v'Talmud Kass, the master, meaning Hashem, is angry with the people, and the Talmud, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu, is also angry. You saw Matelim, so what's going to be with the Yidden? They don't have Hashem, they don't have Moshe, what's going to be? If you'll put the oil back in the machane, fine. And if not, then Yeshua ben Nun, your Talmud, is going to take over for you. That's what it says. Go back to the machane. Nevertheless, it didn't come out for naught. Shinemar, as it says, his servant Yeshua ben Nun, who was a lad, would never move from the oil. Meaning, eventually Yeshua ben Nun took over the mantle of leadership from Yeshua ben Nun. Furthermore, Rabbi Yehuda spoke about Kavod HaTorah and Nidash and Haskei Shema Yisrael. Be silent and listen, Klal Yisrael. This day you have become a nation. What? That day was the day that Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. That was the end of the 40 years. And Lamedcha, rather, is to teach you. The Torah is as dear to those that learn it every single day, like the day it was given by Har Sinai. Those that learn Torah properly do not view it as being some archaic, you know, outdated, ancient text, chas v'shalom. Rather, they view it as something which is vibrant, alive, and as relevant now, and as important now, as the moment that it was originally given. Omar Abitan Chumayda Rechiyo Ish Kfar Akoy. I'd like to stop on that point for just a moment, and the moment that we said before, that this is very important, that we have to understand that a lot of times, you know, we'll learn something and it might strike as being strange. So we have to ask ourselves, why does it strike as being strange? You know, the proper mahalach in learning Torah is if you have, let's say, a Gemara from somewhere else, or a Rin from somewhere else, or a Medrash, or a Pasuk, or a Halacha. So it's called, you ask a Kasha. How does this Halacha stem with this Halacha? How does this Gemara stem with this Gemara? How does this Mishnah go together with this Mishnah? Fine. That Kachi Darka Shal Torah. But if a person says, you know, I don't understand, you know, let's just say like the Gemara we said before, right? The Gemara we had before, let's leave that out. But if a person says, you know, I don't understand, how does this make sense? And if you really research it, it's not, you know, why is this person asking this question? What will come out is that it's just, you know, he has a certain idea in his mind that XYZ is right, and the Gemara seems to be saying that it's wrong. Or vice versa, that XYZ is wrong, and the Gemara seems to be saying that it's right. So then you have to ask yourself, so why does he have the opposite impression of the Gemara? And the overwhelming majority of times is because the values and moral system of greater society, right, Pirush, Gaisha society, has greatly influenced us. And it's important for us to realize that we need to have our lives guided by the Torah and not Chas V'Shalom by anything else. And if we find at times that the way we think seems to be at odds with the way the Torah thinks, so to speak, then it behooves us to uproot our mistaken way of thinking and supplant it with the true way of thinking, which we get from the Torah. Okay, that's Pashut, and yet very important to mention. Says the further, Amar Rabbi Tanu Chumayda V'chiyah Ish Kfar Akoy. Teda, I will show you, I will demonstrate for you this fact, that those that learn Torah, so it's as if it was given just today. Shari Adam Kari Kriyash Mashachas Varvis. Every day a person says Shema in the morning, in the evening. One night, let's say, he forgot to say Shema. And he's namish and he feels so horrible as if he never said Shema in his life. You might think that he would say to himself, okay, Seder, you know, so I said Shema, you know, about 3,000 times, and, you know, I missed one time. All right, what's the big deal? No, he's namish ice mensch. That's a big difference. Like, today I have to say Shema. Okay, Haskes. What does Haskes stand for? Asu, the Has stands for Asu. Kitas, Vizke Batero. Kas kitais, make groups and groups and involve yourselves in Torah, meaning learn Torah in chaburais, in groups. Because you can't fully acquire Torah unless you have a group. Because mitaych the roiv pilpul, Bialacha says is also roiv amanas melech, that because you have a group learning together, so everybody sharpens the other, this one has the kasha, this one has the turrets, this one brings a riot, etc. And that's how you mamash get to the proper beer of Torah. Can it be yezim rabbi chanino? A sword to the badim v'noyalu. What does it mean? A sword to the haters of Talmidei Chachamim, which is a euphemism for Talmidei Chachamim themselves. That they sit, each one by himself, and learn. Meaning that they don't learn together. Not only that, but they become stupider. They're also sinning, right? Like the Maharshal explains, because they're going to wind up making mistakes instead of learning by themselves. We sin. So this is a very important point that a person needs to know, that you have to have chevra. Now, does this mean that you necessarily have to learn, like, which is like the classic, you know, that you sit together with a chavrusa the whole time? I don't think so. I think as long as you're part of a chabura, where there's give and take within the chabura as a whole, on a regular basis, so I think that that's part of it. You know, even if, let's say, you know, you happen to not have a chabrusa because you prefer learning, going through the Nyanam on your own, but on a regular basis, you know, you speak and learning with this guy comes over to you and Asakasha, you go over them to Asakasha, or you speak and learning. That's the point. I don't think the point is necessarily, you know, dafka to sit together with the, you know, with one person, you know, going through everything the whole time. Obviously, if you could do that, that's even better. Because then you have someone, not necessarily. It depends on the person, I think. You know, some people like to go through the sugya themselves and then talk about it afterwards. In any event, the main point is that you have to have give and take with other people in order to be able to properly get to the full clarity of a sugya. Another explanation. Haskis Shema Yisrael. Crush yourselves up over words of Torah. How do we know that Torah only fully keeps itself inside of someone who kills himself over it? This is the Torah, a man that he will die in the oil. So a person has to be prepared to kill himself in a certain sense, to learn, Rashi says, to suffer over words of Torah. What it means is that obviously, you don't literally kill yourself over Torah. What it means is that, you know, there's a certain, let's say, killing your gaiva. A lot of times you have to kill your gaiva to be able to learn Torah properly. A lot of times you have to kill certain, taivas to be able to learn Torah properly. There's a general sense of, you know, a certain sense in the physical sense of the behemius dika chelik of the bahamius dika chelik of the person, that he has to kind of crush that up in order to be able to properly learn Torah. Okay, says Gemara further. Davar achar haskis shema yisrael, has ve'achakach kaseis. First be quiet, and then grind it up, dissect it. Get the Rava, like Rava said, the Amar Rava, la'alim yilu ma'adam Torah. Ve'achakach yega, first learn the Torah, meaning, like Rashi says, first get the whole sugya down. Go through the whole shaka of the Torah, right, get the whole thing, say it over numerous times till you have it memorized literally bel peh. And then start asking kashas, start asking terutzim. Don't start dissecting the sugyo when you still haven't gotten through the tzurus of the shmaita, as Rabbi Nissim Kaplan calls it. Right? First get the tzurus of the shmaita down pat. Go through the Gemara a few times, just with Rashi, right? From the beginning till the end of the sugyo, whether it's a half an amud, whether it's a whole amud, whether it's a whole daf. First you gotta get the whole sugyo, the shakal vatarya, mamish, 100% memorized in your mind. And then you start going, you start asking questions, trying to give terutzim, looking in Taisus, looking in the Rashba, looking in the Rambam, a few Achrayim, etc. But the main point is that you should not start dissecting and asking kashas and saying terutzim until you have the tzursa of the Shmaita down pat, until you have the Shakal Vatarya Mamish 100% memorized. And Rashi points out, even though along the way you taka feel like, okay, but it's a little bit blurry to me, it doesn't matter, okay, so it'll be blurry for the time being. Okay. Amri the Rabbi Yanai, my dichsim ki mitzchal of yotzi chema mitzaf yotzi dam, mitzapai mitzi riv. What does this pasuk mean? Vinata mitzi chema shal Torah, and who will you find the butter of Torah, which the Maharshal explains, hayroi, which is the choicest part of the butter, just like the butter is the choicest part of the milk, so to hayroi is like the shufra of learning. By the way, he doesn't mean piske halachas in of themselves, he means the ability to paskin halachas, the knowledge of Torah, so clear to the point that it comes out to Hayra, to Psak Halacha L'maisa. Which, for anybody who has experience trying to do that, itake is a tremendously, tremendously difficult undertaking. And when you try to do it a little bit, you learn to have an amazing appreciation for those Rabbanim that truly have this koyach. So, in who do you find this butter of Torah? B'mishamekei chalav shiyonak mishtei imo yaleo. In whom, who has vomited the milk that he nursed from his mother over the Torah. So the Maharshal says that it means getting rid of all the tanuge of the mahazeh. But I understood that what it means is that a person puts all of his koiches into Torah to mamish the yisayid v'shayrish koichai. The mother's milk that a baby nurses is like the yisayid v'shayrish karchai. It's mamish like the fundamental foundation of his whole physical strength that he's going to have for his whole life. Right? So this expression that he vomits out that milk over the Torah means that he put into the Torah all of his koiches mamish, going all the way back deep, deep down to the foundation. Anybody who has ever read about or heard about the stories about the Chazon Ish understands what this means. At least, I don't know, fully understands, but has a concept of what it means. Says the Gemara, for the mitzvah yetzi dam, kol talmud shekoyes alav rabbi pam rishoyno, v'shoyzek, if a person's Rebbe got upset at him and kind of yelled at him, you know, like, oh, what a ridiculous kasha or something like that, and he was quiet and he took it, zayich la'avchem v'dam tamad v'dam tayr, so he will merit. And that's close to be able to paskin shailas, neither shailas, to know which dam is tamei, which dam is taru. Mitzah payim, in the plural, yotzi riv, kol tamei shekoyz lebrav apam rishon v'shniv v'shoyzek. If his Rebbe got upset at him, right, and yelled at him a second time, and he also took it, and he didn't, you know, start squabbling with his Rebbe, zeich l'avchen v'din imamuz l'din fashis, then he will merit to know the difference between monetary and capital law. Tetnan, as it says in the Mishnah, b'shmol l'amir retzish yishakim, if you want to get really truly wise and Torah Yasik with the Mamonis, you should involve yourselves in the halachas that have to do with Mamonis, monetary halachas. She'ain lecha miksoi b'Torah Yasman, there's no greater section of Torah than them. She'ain kemayin v'neiveh, it's like a flowing river. Omer b'shmo nachmeni ma'dechsivim avalt bi'hisnasim v'zomas yad lepeh. Kol menabal asmael v'Torah, someone who withers himself over the words of Torah, which Rashi says that he makes himself, you know, like a withered flower, that his friends might laugh at him because of some of the questions that he asks his Rebbe. He asks his Rebbe any question that he might have. So then eventually, he will be lifted up, he will be raised up. Which, by the way, I can personally testify about someone like this. In yeshiva, as a bacher, there was a certain bacher who used to always ask mamish any single thing that came to his mind. He would always ask whatever Rebbe was there. And some of the questions were just like so nudniki, and just some of them were just partially ridiculous. And this person has vaxtais to become a very, very chash of a younger man. So I can personally testify about seeing such a thing. And if a person muzzled himself and didn't ask everything to his Rebbe that, you know, any sfeikas that came to him, so yadlepeh, so he's eventually going to have to put his hand on his mouth. When people ask him questions, he might have to say, I don't know, and put his hand on his mouth, figuratively speaking. Pasach in Mechemi Mechoy Nachsanyo. Mechemi talked about the honor and the glory of those that house guests. Vidarish, and he said, "Ma'idich levi yom shalol akeni lechu suru redu mitoch amalekim and esivcha imoy." V'ata asis achasim kol bnei Yisrael. So Shaul told the descendants of Yisrael that, you know, get out of here, because when I come to destroy Amalek, I don't want you to get hurt, because your ancestor Yisrael did a chesed for the Jewish people. V'alei devarim kavachaymer. Yisrael only brought Moshe close for his own honor, because he wanted one of his daughters to marry this great person. Kach, and nevertheless we see that this is his great reward. Someone who houses Talmud Chacham in his house, gives him to drink and to eat, and gives him to benefit from his property, from his things, also that he will merit such great schar. Do not fully reject the Adoimi if he converts, because he's your brother in a certain sense. Do not fully reject the mitzvah, because you were a sojourner in his land. The Egyptians only brought the Jewish people in for their own purposes. If you know amongst your brothers, Paro said to Yosef, people of valor, meaning that they're really good at doing, you know, whatever profession it is. But something, sorry, Michael Shirley, so make them in charge of my flocks. Kach, nevertheless, we see this chad. Someone who houses the Talmud Chacham in his house and feeds him and gives him to drink and gives him to benefit from his wealth, etc. So all the more so. Ovid Edom was blessed because he housed the Aron Kodesh. Didn't eat or drink. He just had to, you know, sweep up and, you know, wash the floor in front of it every now and then. And nevertheless, he got such a big schar. So all the more so, someone who houses a Talmud Chacham in his house and gives him to eat and to drink and to benefit from his wealth. Mayi bracha shebarachah, what was the bracha that Rabbi Adam got? I'm going to be there by his vidah, his wife Chamais and her eight daughters-in-law all had six children at a time. So the pasuk points out how that's how the numbers work out. Each lady was six. So even though we saw in Amud Aleph, but this will stop for now, that the Rebbe said that a person should not have too many friends coming into his house all the time, but we see that that's referring to, you know, just stam chevraman type of situation where you just stam having friends over. But inviting over yeshiva bachrim, and, you know, also I think, you know, it obviously doesn't have the same milo, but in a similar sense, having seminary girls over that need a place to stay, right, that, you know, girls that are, you know, Beis Yaakov girls that, you know, I mean, stamazay, any time having achnas zorchim is a tremendous schos, but the specific schos that the Gemara is talking about now is the much greater schos of the achnas zorchim of Talmidei Chachamim, or those that are going to become the wives of Talmidei Chachamim, right, that have the tremendous schos of, in a certain sense, of being mareach, the Torah itself, in your house.